about is how tough their heart is. Amen. I used to tell the folks if they didn't like my preaching, they could lump it. And I lumped off about four good congregations. I had to quit saying that. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hi, Brother Mac. Oh, you know how to pick women. I'll tell you that, and you pick, just keeps getting prettier all the time. Amen. Now, I don't know why she did it. Amen. But I do have to give you credit for knowing how to pick them. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 It's good to be in Baxter Springs, Kansas. Glory to God. It's one of the first places where Pentecost fell. And a lot of times we just try to rely on that, but I see that y'all have got an up-to-date experience of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, and I just love what I feel here, love the praying. You come in before church. Oh, nobody had to ask you to. You just wanted to. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trusting the Lord. I feel him beginning, I believe, to do something new. Amen. There was a little girl about 8 years old Sunday night in our services. God just voluntarily and sovereignly touched her. Her grandmother told me that her right eye, she hadn't been able to see out of it, and she was seeing out of her eye, and I didn't even pray for her, the pastor didn't pray for her, nobody laid hands on her, amen, she just came to church, sitting there in the house of God, amen, and the Lord just touched her, sitting right there, amen, and this sister here confirmed that tonight God touched her when she started toward this house. Amen. Hallelujah. Devil saw she gonna go anyway. He just left. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you think that I don't know what I'm doing, you're right. Amen. Don't hardly know which way to go here. I want to be very cautious. Amen. Don't want to offend anybody. So if you know what to do, you get up and do it, and I'll help you. If you think it looks so easy, amen. Hallelujah. You think I'm the only one that had a responsibility for this service? No, sir. That's not what Paul thought. Amen. He said, you get together, you come to the house of God, you be prayed through. You have a testimony. You have a prophecy. You have a revelation. You have right. Woo! Hallelujah. That's right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I tell you, I got confidence in Holy Ghost people. I wouldn't be afraid to turn this over to anybody in this building tonight. It's full of the Holy Ghost. Well, brother, amen, hallelujah. We just go right on, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. But just be sensitive to the Lord. I feel like the Lord is going to do some tremendous things, amen, and wanting to do some things, and I thought how remarkable that was that this little girl would get touched and nobody laid hands on her. Ain't that something? Ain't no way anybody could get glory for that but the Lord. Ain't that something? Oh, and I believe he'd do a lot more than he does if we were just sure that he would get the glory for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I want God to get some glory out of it, don't you? Hallelujah. Oh, God, glorify your Son. Hallelujah. Show us your glory. One more time. Oh, God, Lord. Lord, we're hungry. Lord, you said we just had one requirement, Lord, and you said you would pour water on him that is thirsty. Lord God, we are thirsty tonight. We are a thirsty bunch. You said you would pour flood upon dry ground, Lord. That's us. Oh, God, we're dry. Oh, we're thirsty. Lord, we're looking toward you tonight. Amen. We're looking heavenward. Oh, God, please come by. Lord, just help us to be receptive. Glory to God. So oh, God, direct us. Lord, direct us. Lord, direct us. Lord, this is a crucial time in this service. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Are y'all praying for me? You better be praying for me. It gets sad. Amen. When the Lord doesn't help me. Amen. It's terrible. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hori ala la da kiya la 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 bahasonda la 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 da bahasataya. Glory, 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 glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, let's just wait a little bit on the Lord. I'm not in any hurry if y'all aren't. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just worship the Lord. Just praise him. Amen, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, do in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. 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 Glory to God. I love to wait on him. I love to trust him. Hallelujah. I love to have people around me that love to trust him. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I love to work with God's people, sweet people of God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And boy, we got a bunch of good music. Boy, there's fiddlers in this church, and I brought my fiddle with me, and we may be playing, Brother Scott, we may be playing. And I saw in the announcement, did you see that beautiful announcement in the paper where the pastor's daughter's going to get married? Yeah, Brother Phipps going to help in the thing. And Shannon Martin is going to play her fiddle. And it's going to be good. Oh, it's going to be great. We're going to have some wonderful times. And he's already buying a string of Christmas lights to put on my camper trailer out here. Yeah, we believe the Lord's going to give us a revival. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll guarantee you the first time it came to this town, they didn't shut it down 3 nights. This church wouldn't be on this corner today if they'd have shut it down in 3 nights. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Lord, help me now. You know, I'm getting old and getting slow. I've got a story for everything that I stop and tell. Amen. We get long-winded and dry. Oh, God, so help me. Lord, pick me up. Lord, pour me out one more time. Lord, make me food and drink for your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew 18. I want to preach from Matthew 18, 19, and 20. Now, that's not three chapters. That's chapter 18, verse 19 and 20. My little granddaughter asked me the other day, said, Grandpa, so you know why six is afraid of seven? I said, no. She said, because seven, eight, nine. So, I want to preach from Matthew 18, 19, and 20. Amen. You know, I quoted these scriptures a long time, and I never did time together. Quoted them a lot of times, separately. But just recently, I found out they went together. And it goes something like this. Again, I say unto you that if two, I used to quote it if any two, but the word any is not in there now. It is down there on anything. That if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. Now, I quoted that in a lot of times. The next one is, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Hallelujah. Amen. See, where two, if two of you shall agree as touching anything, amen, on earth. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. There am I. The great I am is there. Did you know there is coming a time when the Lord himself is going to be visible on this earth? He's going to sit on a throne in Jerusalem. Is that right? Amen. That's right. Amen. And we're going to all go to church. There's two things you're going to do during the millennial reign. You're going to go to church and pay your tithe. Amen. If you don't, then you don't get no rain next year. Amen. Break you from bad habits real quick. Amen. Hallelujah. And there's coming a time when the Lord is going to be visible sitting on his throne. If you knew a place like that tonight, that if you went there, you could see the Lord and meet the Lord, and he'd lay his hands on you, and your pain would leave your body, and your needs would be met, and everything would be taken care of. Amen. If you just could get yourself to Jesus somewhere. Amen. And you knew there was a place like that, and you knew that if you got there, that he'd lay his hands on you and take care of all of your problems. Let me ask you this. That's what I want to preach on tonight. Would you make the trip? Would you make the trip if you knew there was a place where God would meet you? Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And yet, see, there is a place because he has promised right here. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am. Now you think about the I ams. I am the bread. I am the resurrection. I am the water of life. Amen. I am the resurrection and the life. Amen. On down the line. Glory to God. So God is here in the fullness of the I am tonight. Amen. That's why he can heal you and touch you and meet your needs sitting right on this seat. Amen. Without anybody having to lay hands on you or anything. Amen. Glory to God. I'm learning a great lesson. God is sovereign. Amen. God is sovereign. I just lost a little grandson here, the 30th of July, 7 years old with leukemia. Amen. And I was praying. I was in intercession when he died. Amen. Believing that God had healed him. Amen. Yeah, well, he did. He did. Amen. He did. Hallelujah. Not as I supposed. Amen. But my son told me, he said, Dad, God heals in three ways. He heals immediately, he heals progressively, and he heals ultimately. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Trace happened to get the ultimate. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. I'm here to tell you that God can wait till the resurrection morning to answer every one of your prayers about the healing of your body and still be consistent with every promise he made in the Word of God. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a hand. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Amen. Don't try to make a God out of the Bible. You'll get sidetracked if you do. You'll get disappointed if you try to make a God out of the Bible. Hallelujah. God is still sovereign. Amen. He doesn't have to answer your prayer. He doesn't have to heal you. He doesn't have to do anything. What he does for you is because he wants to. Amen. You're not going to coerce him or force him, amen, into doing anything. Glory to God. He is in control tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. If you don't believe he is, just wait a minute. You'll find out. Hallelujah. When this baby got sick, Randy, my boy, told me, said, Dad, said, it's out of our hands now. I said, Randy, it always has been, sweetheart. This just points it up. Hallelujah. This just shows it up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We all got the sentence of death in us. It's just more pronounced in some of us than it is others. Hallelujah. We're heading that way. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to be there in the place where God told you to be. Amen. See, God's promised to meet us here, but there's, what, 5,000 people in Baxter Springs. Amen. About, what, 70 of you showed up. Amen. Some of them didn't think it was worth the trip. Amen. Woo! Hallelujah. Amen. You thought it was worth the trip. Glory to God. God's not going to disappoint you either. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. You made the trip. You got to be there in the place. See, well, it's the same way. I don't care who you are. God doesn't have any favorites. He said, you tell him to be there. He told Moses, I'm going to commune with you there at the mercy seat. Amen. You get on the mercy seat. Amen. I'll commune with you. Amen. Not on the judgment seat, on the mercy seat. A lot of folks on the judgment seat thank God going to meet him there. No, he never set you up to be a judge. Amen. Except to judge yourself. Amen. Judge yourself, then you won't be judged. Amen. Hallelujah. You judge yourself, get on the mercy seat, he'll talk with you. Hallelujah. Amen. This is what he told Joseph, said, you take Mary and that baby, you be in Egypt, and you be there, amen, until I send you word. Amen. What he told David, go over there under the mulberry tree and sit until you hear the sound of a going. Hallelujah. And don't you move. You be there. Hallelujah. And I'll meet you there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you get there, God will meet you. You can't be out in left field somewhere and expect God to use you. Hallelujah. That's why I used Isaiah so good. Amen. Two types of preachers. There's Jonah type and there's the Isaiah type. I read it today. I read the book of Jonah today. He rose up to flee from the presence of God. That was his plan. He got a revival, had 120,000 saved and got mad. Oh, he got mad about it. Amen. Hallelujah. He hated them Ninevites. I want you to know that. Amen. They'd abuse them little Jewish boys for a while to come. Amen. See, that's why James Robinson the other day tell that when old Little House on the Prairie, what's his name? Mike Lannon. Got sick, Pat Boone, and a bunch of Christians want to go pray for him. He said, no, thank you. He said, not a little kid in school, some of you Christian boys made fun of me and persecuted me for being a little Jew boy. Amen. So I don't think I need you now. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's the way Jonah was about Nineveh. Amen. Amen. He knew they were going to slay the prophets. Amen. And he happened to be one. Amen. And that's why after he'd preached for them, they'd repented. He built him a little booth outside town just waiting to see if it was going to fall or not, hoping that it would. Well, I can't get off on that. Here's what I want to tell you about Isaiah. Amen. I don't know if Isaiah had a call to preach or not. Amen. Amen. See, everybody's got a call to preach. Oh, I said, don't they? I said, yes, they do. Amen. So, well, what if he don't call me? I said, well, volunteer. Get a little get up about you. Amen. So, tell him, say, here am I, Lord, send me, and see what he said. Say, here am I, Lord, send me. Have you ever said that to him? Say that to him, see what he says. Amen. That's what Isaiah. I don't know if he had a call or not. He just got to praying one day, and he got so close he could hear him talking. Yeah, and they said, I wonder who we could get to go for. And it looked like Isaiah, in my imagination, he just right up there under him, you know. And they was looking at it this way. And he kind of lifted up his hand and said, hey, fellas. He said, I'm here. Why don't you send me? And they said, okay, Isaiah, you're so handy. Amen. You're so handy, we'll let you go. Amen. You got to be there if God's going to use you. Forget about God doing great and mighty things to you if you're not going to be there. Hallelujah. You'll be there. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's about Holy Ghost people. They've always been there. Amen. For 44 years, Holy Ghost people have been there for me. Woo. I'm telling you, they'll be there. Holy Ghost people will be there. Amen. You got to be in the place where he called you, then you got to be in your calling. Amen. He's called pastors, evangelists, you know. Amen. I guarantee you there's not another place on the face of God's earth where Brother Wampra would be blessed like he has been blessed right here in Baxter Springs, Kansas. Right in the divine center of God's will. Hallelujah. Doing God's work, God's way. Amen. Now, I'm an evangelist. Amen. I've tried to pastor two or three churches. I never had much success pastoring. I'll just tell you the truth. Amen. I tried for 10 years, Pastor Bethel Assembly down there in Odessa, Texas. Amen. And I resigned on Mother's Day. If I'd have stayed there till September, amen, the 1st, I'd have been there 10 years. I said, I told them, but for the elect's sake, those days were short. So I kept telling them, I said, we've got to get this thing out of the 30s. So sure enough, the day I left, we had 28. We finally got it out of the 30s. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Did you know that two of my friends, one from Houston, Texas, and one from Enid, Oklahoma, neither one of them knew each other, called me the same month, and said, God told him to call me and said, you're not doing what God told you to do. Amen. He called, told me and said, you're not obeying God. God called me and told me to tell you. Two of the friends that I had confidence in. Amen. Yeah, be like Brother Wampler calling me and say, hey, God spoke to me. He said, oh, Brother Reed, I hate to tell you this, but God said, you aren't obeying God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Well, hallelujah. I'm happy tonight. I'm in the center of God's will. Hallelujah. I pray God send me where you want me. Amen. I just got a few steps left. God don't want to miss one. Hallelujah. Right where you want me, that's where I want to be. Glory to God, doing what you called me to do. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Pour out your spirit upon us, oh God. Hallelujah. Honor us, Lord, for being where you want us to be. Glory to God. He'll honor you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Then you got to be in the right spirit. You've got to be in the right attitude, in the frame of your spirit. See, there's four things that can happen to your human spirit. There's four conditions of your spirit. Amen. Three of them are bad. It's like Tom Landry said, that just three things can happen to a pass. Two of them are bad. There's just four conditions of your human spirit. Amen. And three of them are bad. Amen. And I'm going to get on body, soul, and spirit one of these nights before I leave here, because it has done me a world of good to realize, amen, that we're a spirit. We're a spirit, soul, and body. Amen. Now, there's fellas around today teaching that man is a spirit. That's error. I don't know how bad it is, an error it is, but it is not right. Man is not a spirit. God never intended for man to be a spirit. Man is a living soul. God breathed into his nostrils and he became a living soul. Man is a living soul. Now there is in his makeup a spiritual man. Amen. And this is a thing that you communicate to God with. Amen. See, in your soul is your intellect, your emotions, and your will. That is the real you. The nearest thing to being the real you is the will of man. Amen. The real person. And so the Bible said, he speaks of the soul of man, speaks of himself. The soul has been himself. Let me give you a scripture for that, and then I'll try to get out of it. But I get off on this, and boy, I just love to preach it so good, because it's helped me so much. And I get bogged down here sometimes, so you better pray for me. Y'all praying for me? Okay. But Jesus in Matthew said, what would it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lose his soul? In Luke he said, what would it profit a man if he gained the world and lose himself? So there's scriptures that tie together yourself and your soul. Amen. That's why there's not much said about the soul after death. I was studying this out, and I thought, well, maybe those soul sleepers are right. You know, they teach the soul goes to sleep there by the grave. Amen. But then I found out in the book of Revelation, he saw under the altar the souls of them that were beheaded for the Lord. So I thought, well, that's not right. You know, that knocks that out. That's my soul sleep is not right. And then I discovered this truth, amen, that the soul is the real you. So when Paul said for me to depart and to be with Christ, amen, that means he's leaving, amen. All right. See, the real you, the soul, doesn't get saved. It's the spirit in a man that gets saved, okay? All right. In your spirit is your conscience, your conscience, your intuition, and your communion. It's your spirit that you commune to God with. Romans chapter 1, verse maybe 7 or 8. Amen. Said, for that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. That is the spirit of man. Amen. And the thing that gets born again is in man is his spirit. All right, you want a scripture for that? Jesus told Nicodemus, that which is born of spirit is spirit. Amen. So that what gets saved in a man is his spirit. Amen. And this is why, see, it's hard to divide the spirit and the soul in an unsaved man, because the spirit is dead. Amen. And so the soul, he said, I'm going to go get drunk spirits. That sounds like a pretty good deal to me. And he just goes, he don't get any protest out of his spiritual man because he's dead. Amen. Right? One old boy, we poured 100 yards of cement down to Choto, Oklahoma one time in a driveway. And this old boy, he was working with me. All the ones that stopped me said, preacher, I'm going to have to go get drunk tonight. And said, boy, sure, I'm dreading it. I said, yeah, I know you sure dread. Amen. Oh, brother, amen. But that spirit just goes right along with you. Amen. But now, see, you get that man born again, and his conscience, your conscience is in your spirit, see? Amen. And Mr. Dake says the will is in the spirit, but the will is not in the spirit. The will of man is in his soul. Amen. Amen. Now, the communion, you commune with God, your intuition. That's where you get the leading of the Lord. It's in your spirit, this intuition, see. Old Brother Zook down in Bible school, he was one of my professors. He said he was living on the western slope of Colorado over in Delta someplace, and said he started to go over to the mountain to Denver that day, and his wife said, you better take your chains. He said, about 3 o'clock that afternoon, I was up on the side of one of them mountains trying to dig out of a snowbank, said, my chain's still sitting down there in the garage. And he said, they call it a woman's intuition. And said, it wasn't a thing with the Spirit of God trying to tell me that about 3 o'clock I was going to need some change up there in the snow. Amen, right? And so this is where your intuition, this is where you get the leading of the Spirit, is in your intuition, in your spirit. Your conscience is in your spirit. Your conscience is made alive from dead works, amen, to the living God. Amen. See, this is what God saw in Paul. Amen. That's why he converted him with a personal ministry from heaven. Because Paul, when he was killing the Christian, wasn't violating his conscience. That's what his conscience was telling him to do. He thought he was doing the will of God. He said, I've lived in good conscience and tried to keep a conscience void of offense toward God and man. Hallelujah. And Jesus looked down and said, hey, if I get that Jew saved, amen, I'm going to have somebody that won't violate his conscience. Amen. You see what God had in Paul? Have you ever violated your conscience? Well, see what God had in Paul when he found somebody that wouldn't violate his conscience. It's good preaching. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. You know, I read this story about, and I love history of Pentecost. That's why I'm just so honored to be here. God, you can't realize how blessed I am to be here. How honored. Hallelujah. But they'd speak with tongues or signs from heaven or something. Anyhow, there was a lady gave her testimony in there after she got full of the Holy Ghost. For 16 years, she never knowingly once disobeyed the voice of the Spirit of God. Ain't that something? Hallelujah. For 16 years, she never once knowingly violated her conscience. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So your conscience gets reborn again, see? Gets in tune with God. Hallelujah. Amen. Your communion, that's the way you commune with the Lord, see. And you got the same thing Adam had in the beginning. See, he said, oh, he got back more than Adam ever had. No, he got exactly what Adam had. That's what you got. You've got a spirit that you can commune to the Lord with, and you've got a will that you can make a choice with. Amen. Now, you can do like Adam did, amen, or you can live for God. Hallelujah. Whatever you want to do. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. So this is the way we become spiritual men, by living after the Spirit. See, if you live after the Spirit, then you will become spiritual. It's life and peace. See, so the soul becomes one with the Spirit. That's, see, God never intended for you to be a spirit. He intends for us to be spiritual men. Hallelujah. Yeah. Become spiritual by living after the Spirit. And if we live after the flesh, well, then we become carnal and we die. And if you're living after the flesh, when you die, brother, you're going to miss heaven. Now, I'm telling you, you better listen to me. Amen. If you're living after the flesh when you die and following the flesh when you die, I don't care how many times your spiritual man has been born again. Amen. Now, you go after the slop, you're going to wind up in the pig pen. And you go after the flesh, amen. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, love you, but if it's the same with me, it's no respect of persons. If I decide I want to get off, go get drunk, go after the flesh, things of the world, I go on overtime at 8:30. Yeah, that's right. Are you an old miner? You work for Pitcher, Eagle Pitcher? They still in business? Still mining? We'll visit with you sometime. I don't have time right now. We've got this subject. Are you Brother Byler? That's what he told me. Well, there's four conditions of your spirit. Amen. You get too high, God can't walk with you, see? That's what I feel here. See, I'm so high. I'm so elated. I'm so lifted up. Just being here, brother. Just being. And it's great. With the saints of God. Amen. And you get so high, God can't walk with you. You get to feeling too good. See, the reason, because you walk with God by faith. You walk with God by faith. You don't walk by feeling. You go by faith. That's how you walk with God, is by faith. See, you get to feeling too good, God will quit you. I mean, faith goes out the window. Here's one that always buffaloed me till I come across this. You remember there, it's only in the book of Luke, where on that first Easter evening, where the Bible said that the Lord appeared to them behind locked doors, and the Bible said the disciples believed not for joy. You remember that being in there? It's there. And they believed not for joy. Believe not for joy. Kind of funny, ain't it? Amen. They believe not for joy. Well, what it was, everything they'd hoped for was right there in front of them. And wowee, he had risen from the dead, man. He was standing there in person. They saw him. Faith went out the window. Amen. Paul said, if you have that which you hope for, why do you yet hope for it? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so you get so exuberant. You know, David Wilkerson taught me this, that the most perilous time in your Christian experience is right after a great victory. Amen. Yeah, you'll just slump a little bit. And that's all you need to do, is just slump. Or just breathe out and relax. Whew. Amen. And when you do, faith goes out the window. See? Hallelujah. See, faith is the victory. Faith doesn't bring the victory. Faith is the victory. See, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. See, if you've got faith, I don't care how sick you are, you've got victory. Hallelujah. If you've got faith, I don't care how broke you are, you've got victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, it gets so high, God can't walk with you. Then you get so low that he can't walk with you. You know, you get down in the muller grub, amen, and get so discouraged that God can't, you know, you've got, and the way you get, see, you just get a hold, you just stop and think, amen. And you know, I've been low, and I found out the discouragement is a spirit, see. I've been discouraged and didn't have anything to be discouraged about. Have you ever had that? Yeah, the wife is there and the kids all feeling good. Amen. Church is doing good. And here I was down. Amen. And say, well, you know, amen. Oh, hallelujah. But I found out the discouragement is a spirit. The old tiredness is a spirit. You know, if you don't pray through, the tiredness will come in on you. Amen. And you won't hardly be able to move. Amen. Right. Right. Oh, Sister Corrie Ten Boom, an old tramp, you know, 80 years old, still going around the world. Amen. She's an old Dutch gal. Never did get tired, just got hungry. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. But she went over into Poland and those Eastern Bloc countries, you know, and all of us, boy, she was just extremely tired. I mean, she just felt like she was 80, you know. And one of the old pastors over there says, hey, sister, said, that's a spirit over here in these East Bloc countries. Amen. You got to rebuke that thing. Amen. Boy, she took a hold of that thing in the name of Jesus, and she come out of it. Amen. Got her victory back. Got her vigor back. Got her strength back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You're not supposed to have to drag yourself to the house of God. Something wrong with you. Tired all the time. No enthusiasm. No life. The Holy Ghost is called the Spirit of Life. Give him a hand. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Let me give you a scripture for this. He said, bring the low place. Prepare a way for the Lord. Bring the high places down. And bring the low places up. And make the crooked places straight. See, that's defilement. Your spirit gets too high, gets too low. God can't walk with you. He said, prepare a way for the Lord. Bring that high, haughty, proud, know-it-all spirit down. And bring this low spirit up. Amen. Just get a hold of yourself and you can do it. You know, God gave you a mind to think with. One of the closest things to your spirit will be your mind. Amen. Your mind and your spirit. The Bible speaks of the mind of the spirit. Amen. So you can thank God, and I say, this is not right for me to be like this. Amen. A pastor's wife told me the other day, she's having trouble believing for unsaved folks right there in her home. And she just lifted up her voice in her house and said, God, what's wrong with me? Amen. That I can't get stirred for those of my own household. Amen. We go through the house. I say, Mama, we've got to get stirred. Oh, Mama, we have got to get stirred. Amen. We just can't be lullabied to sleep. Amen. Just attracted by the world. Just mesmerized. Just right. Amen. So bring the high places down. Bring the low places down. Bring the crooked. See, here's where people get off. They say, once a man's spirit been born again, it can't be defiled, all right? All right, and I got a pretty strong scripture for it. Book of John said, he that's born of God cannot commit sin. But that's what it means, is he will not practice sin. Because another scripture over there where Paul said, perfecting wholeness, cleansing yourself from all filthiness of the spirit and the flesh, perfecting wholeness in the sight of God. See, so the born again spirit in a man can become defiled. Don't let them kid you. That's where you get off. That's one of the places where they're off. You know, one fellow said, there is none of that in my spirit. And he hated me right then. And we had been friends, like me and you, you know. And he told me, I'm a spirit being. I said, no, you're not a spirit being. You're a human being. Now, you've got a spirit in you, but you're not a spirit being. You're a human being. Amen. And there's nothing in my spirit. Well, I felt it coming out of it. You know, he got that spiritual touch, and he knew how, you know, to do all these wonderful things in the spirit. And here old Brother Gibson was, had been his friend, prayed him through the Holy Ghost, you know, but come down ignoramus. And he said there wasn't nothing wrong with his spirit. I'm like one fellow down in Arkansas, old Brother Hardcastle's having trouble with him. Amen. And they brought him before the executive board. This young preacher said, can you discern spirits, Brother Hardcastle? He said, I can discern your spirit, young man. I'll tell you the thing. So your spirit gets defiled. See, God can't walk with you. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, you got to get your spirit. You get resentment in your spirit. You get bitterness in your spirit. You get wrong attitudes in your spirit. You get unforgiveness in your spirit. You get resentment in your spirit. And God can't walk with you. He cannot answer your prayer. You got to be there. Now, the question is, are you willing to make the trip from there to here? Amen. Are you willing to make the trip from that defilement and ready to lay it down? If you're ready to make the trip, the Lord will meet you there. We was in San Jose, California, and there was an elderly woman, maybe in her 60s. Maybe she wasn't as elderly as I thought she was. She came one night to church and testified and said, folks, said I only had one child, and said my daughter-in-law married him and said just alienated his affection from me. Said he just stole him. He wouldn't come by and see me. They wouldn't. And we were all been so close. And said, boy, I finally got where I resented her. I hated her, you know, for stealing the only thing I had left in this world, stealing and alienating my son's affection. And boy, it just got building more and more in her spirit, you know, and she got crossways, and she got, you know, lost the victory, and she got tired like we get, you know. Sin will make you tired. Rebellion will make you tired. Amen. In fact, if you're tired, you need to kind of check up on that maybe. Boy, I said that to somebody. Didn't mean to get so personal, brother. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So she said, I finally came to the realization of what was happening. Said one evening about 6 o'clock, said I just knelt there in my chair there at home. Said just poured it out all to the Lord. Told him how it was. Lord God, there I am. Lord, I'm inundated. Lord, I'm shot down. God covered with the blood. God, I'm not going to be like that. I am not going to be like that. God, help me, I'm not going to be like that. Lord, this resentment has got to go. Amen. Jesus won't stay where there's resentment. I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost won't stay. If you're going to clutch and cling to it and hold it to you, forget about God doing anything for you. Amen. So she left it with the Lord. That was at 6 o'clock. Would you believe at 6:30, her son called her on the phone. Hadn't called her in weeks. Said, "Hi, Mom." Said, "We're going fishing. Just thought maybe you might want to go with us." Please. All God was waiting on was for her to get rid of that resentment so her prayer would go through. Hallelujah. So that's what the book said. Make a way for the Lord. Make a straight path for him. He'll walk with you. If you'll make a straight path for him, bring the high places down, bring the low places up, make the crooked places straight, make the rough places smooth, that's when you get the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Woo! Yes. Hallelujah. Old Dad Smith, we used to ride on them old country roads, you know, just shake your car apart. Amen. All once we'd get on a little strip of blacktop, and he'd say, "Oh, that's just like getting the Holy Ghost." Woo! Hallelujah. Let's stand. Lord, we love you tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, 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 glory to God. Amen. Girl, let's sing a little bit. He will fill your heart today to overflowing. Maybe that will fit. Are you looking for the fullness of the blessing of the Lord in your heart and life today? Claim the promise of the Father, come according to his word in the blessed old time way. He will fill your heart today to overflowing, as the Lord commanded you. Bring a vessel, not a few.